Buck Pond is a little cove on the south shore of Lake Ontario, near Rochester, New York, and it's currently undergoing a transformation. Brad Madrinsky is a graduate student with the college at Brockport and is working on a habitat restoration project here.
One of the focus points of this project is to create northern pike spawning habitat.
He and his team are digging channels through this marshland to help the pike get closer to shore to lay their eggs. Right now, they're blocked by cattails, an invasive species in these waters. Madrinsky and his team are cutting the cattails and targeting them with a special weed killer. The plan is to keep the cattails at bay.
Yes, that's the hope. You know, this is the first big scale up of the cattail killing design. And it looks promising in this area.
This project is funded by the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It was put in place in 2010 and every year allocates $300,000 to projects in the Great Lakes watershed. Some focus on habitat restoration and invasive species mitigation, like the one at Buck Pond. But there are other focuses, like addressing toxic substances and sources of pollution near the shore. Madrinsky says almost all the habitat restoration projects they're currently working on are possible because of the GLRI.
It has been such a boon for the conservation programs in the local area. So it's paid my entire salary for 6 years.
Further west, Jill Jedlicka with the Buffalo Riverkeeper says they constantly apply to access resources through the GLRI.
Everywhere from small-scale, localized habitat restoration or shoreline improvement programs to the large-scale full river restoration that was the Buffalo River restoration.
But there is some question about whether this funding will be available in the future. The GLRI itself is up for renewal, and while it has passed in the House of Representatives, it has yet to pass in the Senate. But even if it is renewed, as many are hopeful it will be, presidential candidate Donald Trump has vowed to defund the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, which allocates all GLRI funds. Here he is at a town hall in Wisconsin in April of 2016.
Department of Environmental, the DEP is killing us environmentally. It's just killing our businesses. That can be state.
The GLRI is just one program run through the federal agency, but as of June 2016, the EPA has doled out over $1.6 million to universities, nonprofits, and other organizations specifically for the Great Lakes. Those who work on the ground, like Jedlicka, say continuity is very important to the success of these long-term projects and protecting that investment.
If the GLRI funding went away or was tremendously scaled back, that would definitely put at risk all of the gains that we've made in recent years, because when you commit to ecosystem restoration, it has to be for the long haul.
A spokesperson for the EPA says if they were defunded, it's hard to speculate on whether the initiative would cease or continue through a different federal agency. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.